Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
We are happy to sit and chat a little bit about these most important topics. For you have chosen title for this recording as Pivoting and Book of Positive Aspects. And the reason that we are feeling such enthusiasm for the subject matter is because these are two of the most important processes that we are aware of. Mm-hmm. For putting you as individual creators in the position of deliberately attracting that which you are wanting to attract. As creator of your own experience, it is important for you to understand that it is not by virtue of your action, not by virtue of your doing, not even by virtue of that which you are saying, that you are creating. Mm-hmm. It is by virtue of the thought that you are offering. Every thought that you think has its own vibrational frequency. Each thought that you offer, whether it has come to you out of your memory, whether it is influence that is offered to you by another, or whether it is a thought that is now the combination of something you have been thinking and something that another has been thinking, every thought that you are pondering in your now mm-hmm. is vibrating at a very personal frequency. And by the powerful law of attraction, that thought will now attract another thought that is likened to itself. And now those two thoughts are vibrating at a frequency that is beyond that which the one was. And now these two thoughts at their higher frequency, by law of attraction, attract another and another and another. And it is through this process of thinking that you are attracting into your experience. In other words, it is through your thought that you are creating. Mm-hmm. Your inner being is aware of all things that you are wanting. And your inner being is aware of all things that you are thinking. And so you have this very wonderful guidance system that is within you to assist you in knowing the appropriateness of the thought that you are thinking about. Our friend Esther, the woman from whom we are speaking, walked down to the gate to open it for her mate. Mm-hmm. And as she stood there waiting for him to bring the vehicle, she looked out into the sky and found it to be more beautiful than she had ever seen it. It was deep in color and spectacular to her eyes. She could hear birds that she could not see. They were too far away to hear, she thought, and yet she could hear them with such clarity it was as if they were sitting on her shoulder. And the fragrance in the air was delicious, and the wind upon her skin was wonderful. And she stood there and said right out loud, "Surely there has not been a more magnificent experience in all of the universe." And then she said, "Abraham, it is you, isn't it?" And we smiled a very broad smile through her lips, for she had caught us again, peeping through her eyes, hearing through her ears, smelling through her nose, feeling through her skin. "Indeed," we said, "we are enjoying the deliciousness of your physical world through your physical body." Now, the reason that Esther was able to experience this broadness of perspective, the reason she was able to allow the fuller perspective of Abraham through her vessel in such pointed fashion that she experienced that which she later termed ecstasy, is because she had begun that day by looking for reasons to feel good. She looked for the first thing to feel good while she was still lying in her bed. And that thought attracted another and another and another and another and another until by the time she reached the gate, which was approximately 2 hours later, by virtue of her choice of thoughts, her deliberate choice of thoughts, she had brought her vibrational frequency to a level that was close enough to that which her inner being exists at, that her inner being was easily able to interact with her. The most important thing for you to realize is that you are the attractor of your experience, and you attract by virtue of the thoughts that you are offering. Those thoughts are magnetic. And as you think a thought, it will attract another and another and another until eventually you will have physical manifestation of whatever has been the subject of your thoughts or the balance of the subject of your thoughts. If you have ever experienced and we know you have, that which you would call negative emotion, you may describe it as fear or doubt or frustration or loneliness. There are many ways that you describe negative emotion. But if you have felt any of that which you consider to be negative emotion, what you are experiencing in that negative emotion is the thinking of a thought that does not vibrate at a frequency that is in harmony with where or who your own inner being is. You see, through all of your life experiences, physical and non-physical, your inner being, or the total you, has come to a place of knowing and to a place of wanting. When you are in this physical body, consciously focused upon a thought that does not harmonize with that which your inner being has come to know, then the resultant feeling within you is one of negative emotion. If you were to sit on your foot and cut off the circulation of the flow of blood, or if you were to put a tourniquet around your neck and restrict the flow of oxygen, you would see immediate evidence of this restriction. And in like manner, when you think thoughts that are not in harmony with your greater knowing, the flow of life force or energy that comes from your inner being into your physical apparatus is stifled or restricted. And the result is you have negative emotion, and if you allow it to continue over a longer period of time, you would receive negative deterioration of your physical apparatus. That is why we say that all illness is as a result of the allowance of negative emotion. Understanding that feeling negative energy is an indicator that you are not in harmony with your greater knowing, many of you have reached the point of saying, I am wanting more of the time to feel good. And we say that is a magnificent acknowledgement. Because when you are saying, I want to feel good, what you are really saying is, I am wanting to be in the place of positive attraction. Or, I'm wanting to be in a place where the thoughts that I am thinking as I'm feeling good are in harmony with my greater awareness. Many of you would not have such a difficult time feeling good if you were in an environment where there was not so much negative influence around you. That is certainly true of you on the day that you emerged into this physical body. But as there are not many of you who are such hermits that you are without influence of others, and even those who are hermits are still receiving influence from the projection of thought, since you live in a dimension where there is much influence of thought that is abounding, it is of value for you to understand a few processes or tools that help you as you feel some negative emotion, which is the indicator that you are thinking some thought that is not in harmony with your greater wanting. It is of value for you to have some processes to assist you of getting from that place where you are not wanting to be to the place where you are wanting to be. And the process of pivoting is just such a process. Here is how it works.
Good.
When you recognize that you are feeling negative energy or negative emotion, it is really the lack of your positive energy that you are feeling. When you recognize that you are holding that negative emotion, the obvious thing for you to do is to stop and say, I'm feeling negative emotion, which means I am not in harmony with something that I am wanting. What is it that I am wanting? You are in a very good position when you are feeling negative emotion to identify what it is that you are wanting. Because never are you clearer about what you do want than when you are experiencing what you do not want. And so if you will stop in that moment and say, something is important here, otherwise I would not be feeling this negative emotion. What is it that I am wanting? And then turn your attention to what it is that you are wanting. In the moment of the turning of your attention, the negative attraction will stop. And in the moment that the negative attraction stops, the positive attraction will begin. And your feeling will change from not feeling good to feeling good. That is process of pivoting. Many of our physical friends misunderstand what we mean when we say pivot. They think that we mean, say that something that is black is white, or say something that is wrong is right. They think that it is a way of kidding themselves into feeling better about something. And we say you are never in a position where you can kid yourself into feeling better about something. The way you feel is the way you feel. But the way you feel is within you as a result of the thought that you have chosen. So many of our friends will say, as we are discussing pivoting, Abraham, it would be so much easier for me to be happy if I were in another place, if I had more money, or if my work were going better, or if my true love was with me, or if I looked differently, or if my body was well instead of sick. It would be ever so much easier to be positive and to attract positively under those conditions. And what we are wanting you to understand is that you will never be in a place where there is only the pureness of positive emotion or the pureness of positive energy, because within this universe in which you are living, the physical part or the non-physical part, there is a perfect balance of the positive and the negative. Within everything that you are wanting, there is an automatic and natural counterbalance, which is the lack of it. And so what your work is to do is to define what it is you want, and then to, in a very deliberate way, hold your thoughts in the direction of your wanting. And the emotional guidance that comes forth from your inner being that you feel in terms of negative or positive emotion is to assist you in knowing which side of the equation you are upon. Are you thinking of what you are wanting, or are you thinking of the lack of it? Our friend Esther was walking across the grass, noticing how very dry it was in the heat of the summer. There had been what was termed by the television weatherman a drought, a serious drought. And Esther was noticing that the grass was brown and the ground was hard and cracked, and the bird bath was empty every morning because the deer would come and drink the last drops from it. And so as she was pondering the direness of the situation, she stopped and looked upward. And in a very positive voice, with very positive words, she said, "Abraham, I want some rain." And we said immediately back to her, "Indeed, from this position of lack, you think you will get rain? What am I doing wrong?" she asked. And we said, "Why do you want the rain?" "I want it because it refreshes the earth. I want it because it gives all of the creatures in the bushes water so that they have enough to drink and are not dependent upon my bird bath. I want it because it makes the grass green and it feels good upon my skin and it makes us all feel better." And we said, "Now you are attracting rain." In that process of taking her attention from what was wrong and asking for what she wanted, by asking her why she wanted it, she accomplished a pivot. She began thinking not only of what she wanted, but why she wanted it, and in the process she began to feel better. You see, the universe does not hear your words. You are vibrating, and by your vibration you are attracting. And when you are feeling negative emotion, you are negatively vibrating, therefore you are negatively attracting. A young father called and said, "Abraham, my little son is wetting the bed, and he is too big for that. And I have tried everything I know, and I am at my wit's end. I don't know what to do." And we said, "When you come into the bedroom in the morning, what happens?" And he said, "I come in and right away I know it has happened again. I can tell by the odor in the room." And we said, "And how do you feel at that point?" And he said, "I feel disappointed, and then angry, and then frustrated because it goes on and I don't know what to do about it." And we said, "Aha, you are perpetuating bedwetting." He said, "What should I do?" And we said, "What do you say to your little boy?" And he said, "I tell him to get out of those wet clothes and get into the bathtub. I tell him he's too big for this." And we've talked about it before. And we said, "If you can enter the room and feel the negative emotion as you realize that there is something that has occurred again that you do not want, and then you can stop and ask yourself, 'What is it that I want?' and get your thoughts focused upon that before you go further into the experience of your little one, you will see improvement in what happens." In other words, as you walk into the room and you recognize it has happened again, if you will stop and think about what you want, "What do you want?" we said. He said, "I want my little one to wake up happy and dry and proud of himself and not embarrassed." And we said, "Good. As you are thinking those sorts of thoughts, then what is oozing out of you will be in harmony with what you're wanting, not out of harmony. And you will be more positively, powerfully influencing your little one also. And then words will come out of you such as, oh, this is part of growing up, and all of us have been through this. And you are growing up very fast. Now, get out of those wet clothes and get in the bathtub. This young father called very soon after that, within a few weeks, and said the bed wetting had stopped. You see, it is really so simple. When you feel bad, you are in the process of attracting something that will not please you. And it is always because you are focused upon the lack of something you want. And so the process of pivoting is the conscious decision to identify what it is that you do want. We are not wanting to imply that the feeling of negative emotion is a bad thing. Because very often in the feeling of negative emotion, you are alerted to the fact that you are in the process of negatively attracting. And so it is like a warning bell. It is part of your guidance system. We encourage you very strongly, don't beat up on yourself when you recognize you are feeling negative emotion. But as soon as you can, stop and say, I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means I am in the process of attracting what I do not want. What is it that I do want? A very simple process of pivoting could be to say, I want to feel good. Anytime you are feeling bad, stop and say, what I want is to feel good. And if you will offer that, then thoughts will begin to come to you on the positive side of the equation. And as one thought attracts another, attracts another, attracts another, attracts another, attracts another, attracts another, you will very soon be vibrating at that frequency that is in harmony with your greater knowing, and then you will really be rolling in terms of positive creation. Our friend Jerry has offered us the most powerful analogy for the way your thoughts connect one to another. He described a very large ship coming into the dock. It was to be tied with a rope that was very large, almost 1 foot in diameter, too big and bulky to throw across the expanse of water. And so instead, a small ball of twine was tossed across, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, which was spliced into a little bigger rope, until eventually the very large rope was easily pulled across the expanse of water. This is the way your thoughts dovetail into one another, with one connecting to another. Upon some subjects, because you have been pulling upon the negative rope longer, it is very easy for you to get off on a negative tangent. It just takes a little utterance from somewhere, or a memory of something, or some suggestion that takes you into a negative tailspin right away. And so sometimes it is difficult for you to let go of that negative rope. You've been holding on to it for a very long time. But if whenever you are feeling negative emotion, if you will realize that you are negatively attracting, and you will let your dominant intent be to feel good, then you can find yourself rather easily letting go of that rope. When you are looking for reasons to feel good, you always find them. And we would call looking for a reason to feel good looking for a positive aspect. In other words, you have that option in every moment of your day. You can choose the negative or the positive aspect of every situation. You can choose to focus upon what you want, or you can choose to focus upon the lack of what you want. Jerry and Esther are using many hotels as they travel about, gathering with friends to chat with Abraham. And there was a hotel in the city of Austin that always seemed to forget that they were coming. Even though Esther had called on that day to confirm and had signed contracts, still, they seem to not be expecting them. And so at the last minute, Esther is gathering this and gathering that, and Jerry is moving about rather quickly. And Esther is feeling frustration, worried that she will not be prepared for the group that is gathering. And so after the third time of them not being ready, Esther said, I think we should find a new hotel. And we said, that might be a good idea, but remember, you will take yourselves with you. What do you mean, they wanted to know? And we said, if you take action from your perspective of lack, the action is always counterproductive. And it is likely that the new hotel will treat you just like the last one. And Jerry and Esther laughed because they had already moved from one hotel to another for the very same reason. What should we do? They asked. And we said, purchase a new notebook and write boldly across the front of it, my book of positive aspects, And on the first page of the book, write positive aspects of Wyndham South Park Hotel in Austin. And so Esther began to write. It is a beautiful facility. It is immaculate. It is well situated, very close to the interstate, easy to give directions. The rooms are of all different sizes to accommodate our varying functions. We can comfortably sleep here and use a meeting room also. The hotel staff is always very friendly. And as she was making these entries, her feeling about the hotel changed from one of negative to one of positive. And in the moment that she began to feel better, her attraction of the hotel changed. She did not write, "They are always ready and waiting for us," because that was not her experience. And that would evoke within her a feeling of contradiction or a feeling of defense or a feeling of justification. She enjoyed so much her book of positive aspects that we encourage her to write upon all sorts of topics. Anything that came to her mind that she was wanting to feel good about, we encouraged her to write about. Not only the things that she was currently not feeling good about, for this book of positive aspects is not only to change the way you feel, but it is to enhance your feeling of positive energy. As you focus upon the positive aspects of your life, that thought attracts another, which attracts another, which attracts another, and your vibrational frequency increases until you connect with your greater power. When you are in the place of focusing upon what makes you feel good, you are in the place of deliberate, positive creation. And there is not a better place in all of the universe to be. Eventually, you would achieve that which we would call ecstasy. Eventually, you could obtain that pure connection with all that is, and you would attract the powerful positive energy that has been amassed by all those who are seeking positive, you see. It is so easy for you to stand in your now, recognizing that you are not where you are wanting to be, and then to try to justify to the world why you're there. You stand there defending or rationalizing or justifying or blaming. And in all of that, you are negatively attracting. Anytime you are feeling the need to explain to someone why something isn't the way you want it to be, you are in a place of more negative attraction. And you are not focused upon the positive aspects, you are focused upon the negative aspects, giving your attention to what is wrong, trying to ferret out what is wrong, what is the source of my trouble, what is the reason that I am not where I am wanting to be. Because of the environment that surrounds you, more of you are focused upon the negative aspects of your experience than upon the positive aspects. It has become your habit, or what you might say, your nature. And so the reason that we are offering this process of the Book of Positive Aspects is to assist you in tipping the balance of your thought upon many of these subjects toward what you are wanting rather than toward the lack of it. It is such a subtle difference. For as you are thinking about money, you think that thinking about money is thinking about money. And there are two ways to think about money, or health, or relationships, or love. You can think about having it, or you can think about not having it. And when you are feeling negative emotion, you are always focused upon the lack of something that you want. And so the process of pivoting and the process of the Book of Positive Aspects are both offered to assist you in recognizing in the early subtle stages that you are pulling on the very tips of that negative ball of twine, so that you may right away release it and reach for the positive twine. As we are talking about the way thoughts connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, connect to thoughts, we are wanting to point out something that is rather obvious, and yet you may be missing it, and that is that it is much easier to go from a thought, a little thought of something that makes you feel good, to more that makes you feel good, to more that makes you feel good, to more that makes you feel good, than it is to be in a place where you are feeling bad and go to a place where you are feeling good. In other words, because thoughts are so attractive, meaning they attract more unto them, once you get going upon a thought that is not feeling good to you, it is easier for you to stay focused in that train until you have a great amount of negative energy going than it is for you to pivot away. And for that reason, we would encourage the greatest exercise in pivoting that we can offer you. In other words, rather than moving forward into your day, not having any clear ideas of what you are wanting, just getting up and sort of blundering into your day, and waiting until some influence touches you that you don't like and feeling the negative response, and then deciding that you will pivot, it is ever so much more productive if you will enter your day with the decision to look for positive aspects. You see, when you sleep at night, for the time that you are asleep or the time that you are not consciously focused through this physical body, the attraction to this physical body stops. It is a time of realignment of energies. It is a time when your non-physical counterpart or inner being can realign your energies, and it is a time for a refreshment and replenishment of your physical body. If when you put yourself in your bed, you will say, "Tonight I will rest well, and I know that all attraction will stop, all attraction to this body. And when I awaken in the morning, I am literally re-emerging back into physical experience, for it is not different from being born again. It is not different from the day you first emerged, in the sense that the energy refocuses into this body." And if you will open your eyes and say, "Today, I will look for reasons to feel good. Nothing is more important than that I feel good. Nothing is more important than that I choose thoughts which attract other thoughts, which attract other thoughts, which raise my vibrational frequency to the place where I can resonate with the positive aspects of the universe." And so as you open your eyes, rather than jumping into the day, as most of you do, most of you, before you get out of bed, have moved forward with your thinking into the problems of your day. And it is a very overwhelming feeling in many cases, because you can't deal with what's going to happen at 3 o'clock when you are just waking up, and yet you begin your negative momentum as you worry about it. Mm-hmm. If you would open your eyes and say, "Today I will look for reasons to feel good," and rather than worrying about the problems of the world or focusing upon them, rather than worrying about what you will do even in this day, if you will draw inward, 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 inward for just a little while and lie in your bed and look for positive aspects in this moment, look for the positive aspects of this moment. "How wonderful this bed feels beneath me. How wonderful the fabric feels upon my skin. How good my body feels within the skin. How good my head feels upon the pillow. How wonderfully refreshing the oxygen is that I am breathing in. How good it is to be alive." You've begun to pull on that positive rope. And as the law of attraction is very powerful, it is the most powerful law in the universe. It is like a giant magnifying glass shining down upon whatever is. And so as you awaken and come into consciousness and look for some reason, something very close and near to you to feel good about, law of attraction immediately begins to shine upon it. It immediately becomes more powerful. You begin to attract the next thought and the next thought. And that is really what we call getting out of bed on the right foot. Whenever we are offering processes to assist you in the deliberate creation of your own life experience, we are aware of the tendency of most of you to make a big thing of it. In other words, most of you, because of your action orientation, try too hard and work too hard at everything. And as a result of that, most of you bring yourself more to the attention of what is wrong, or more to the attention of what needs to be fixed, than you do to the attention of what you are wanting. And so we are wanting you, regarding these processes of positive aspects and pivoting, to not work so hard at it. As far as we are concerned, if you would say, "Nothing is more important than that I feel good," that would bring you not only to looking for positive aspects in all areas of your day, but it would bring you to the place of always attracting from your positive position. When you are wanting to feel good, you will. And so here is the way we would, if we were in your physical shoes, utilize these processes that we have offered here. tonight, as we put ourselves into our bed, we would lie for a moment before drifting off to sleep, and we would acknowledge what a wonderful day it has been. We would look for some of the positive aspects of the day. And then we would set forth the intent that as we sleep, all attraction will stop. And we would set forth the intent for a complete refreshment of our physical apparatus. And we would acknowledge that when we awaken in the morning, we will be re-emerging back into the physical. And then off to sleep we would go. In the morning, when we open our eyes, the first thought that would come into our mind as a result of this pre-paving from the night before would be, ah, I am awake. I have re-emerged back into the physical. And today, no matter where I am going, no matter what I am doing, no matter who I am doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for that which makes me feel good. Because when I feel good, I am vibrating with my higher power. When I feel good, I am in harmony with that which I consider to be good. When I feel good, I am in the mode of attracting that which will please me once it gets there. And when I feel good, I feel good. It is good just to feel good if the only thing that ever brought to you is the way you feel in the moment. But it brings ever so much more beyond that. And then we would lie in the bed for 2 or 3 minutes. That is quite enough. And we would look for the positive aspects of that which surrounds us. The bed, our body, our mate if we are wanting. And then as we move into the day, we would begin to acknowledge the positive aspects, looking for reasons to feel good, no matter what the object of our attention is. In the first moment of any negative emotion, which very likely will occur even though you have begun your day looking for reasons to feel good, because there are, upon some subjects, some negative momentum already in motion. Upon the first inclination or feeling toward that negative emotion, we would stop and say, I want to feel good. I'm wanting to feel good. I'm feeling some negative emotion, which means that I'm focused upon something that I do not want. What is it that I want? And we would turn our attention immediately to that which we are wanting. Staying focused upon the new thought or the positive thought long enough that we feel the positive energy again beginning to flow through our apparatus. We would look for more reasons to laugh, more reasons to have fun. You see, when you are wanting to feel good, you do not take anything so seriously. And when you are not taking things so seriously, you are not as likely to look upon the lack of it. And when you are not looking upon the lack of it, you are not attracting negatively. You see the way it all fits together. Sometimes when you are in the midst of a situation, you struggle to find any positive aspects within it. We know that. Some things are intolerable. Some things are so big and so bad that it does not seem possible for you to find any positive within it. But that is because most of you are trying to decide what action to take that would correct it. And sometimes you are in a situation where there is not any action that seems appropriate. You feel pretty much in a corner. What we are wanting you to always remember is that while there may not be a positive aspect to your action in this moment, while you may not be able to figure out what to do that would make you feel better, you always can figure out how it is you want to feel. In other words, it is a matter of coming back, coming back, coming back, coming back. Or another way of saying it would be to draw inward, inward, inward. If you were watching a gymnast on the balance beam, and he is out of control, he has lost his balance, you would note that those who are really professionals do not try to somersault themselves back into balance. Instead, they stop and regain their balance, and then they proceed forward. By focusing upon how you are wanting to feel, this is the way you regain your balance. And so, friends, we acknowledge that very often the action, what to do, is not absolutely clear. And we also acknowledge that you are not always clear even about what you are wanting to have. But it is our absolute knowing and our absolute promise to you that you always know how you are wanting to feel. You know you would rather feel happy than sad, refreshed than tired, invigorated rather than enervated. You know you would rather feel productive than unproductive, free than confined, growing than stagnant. There is so much that you have lived in this life experience that has brought you to the place of knowing what you prefer. And so what we are encouraging with these processes that we are offering here is that you do more assessing of how you are feeling, and then you do more deciding of how you are wanting to feel. And you use these processes to bring you to a more deliberate control of your own thought. If you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own thought, you will bring yourself to a more deliberate control of your own life experience. We watch you in your physical action, and we see that many of you are very particular about the things that you do. You know the things that you prefer, and you know the things you like to eat, and you know the things you like to wear. And yet many of you, while you are very picky about the things that you are doing, are not at all particular about the things that you are thinking. And yet it is by virtue of the thoughts that you entertain that you are attracting into your experience. It is our knowing, it is our absolute expectation, that as a result of hearing the words upon this recording, you will never again feel negative emotion without understanding that it is guidance telling you that you are in the mode of negative attraction. And we are exhilarated about that understanding that has reached you, because it is our knowing that even in your ignorance, you still are negatively attracting when you are feeling negative emotion. Now you are in the position of being more aware of the way you are feeling. And whenever you are feeling less than good, if you will just stop and say, nothing is more important than that I feel good. I'm wanting to find reasons to feel good. You will find yourself attracting a thought which will attract another thought which will attract another thought, until you will begin to see circumstances and events organizing on your behalf. When you feel good, doors are opening, doors are opening, doors are opening, doors are opening, allowing that which you want into your experience. When you feel bad, doors are closing, doors are closing, doors are closing. Anytime you feel negative emotion, you are in the mode of resisting something that you want. And that resistance takes its toll on you. It takes its toll on your physical body, and it takes its toll on the amount of wonderful things that can come into your experience. Many of you, through the power of your mind and thought, have identified many things that you want, and they are lined up outside of a door that is now stubbornly closed. And so these processes of pivoting and focusing more upon positive aspects will put you in a position of more often, more frequently, opening the door so that more of the things that you're wanting can flow into your experience. As you are focusing upon positive aspects in the world that surrounds you, what will happen is you will begin to see and feel more of the positive aspects of your own being. And in like manner, when you are feeling positive aspects of your own being, you begin to see more of the positive aspects of the world that surrounds you. If you are feeling very critical of yourself and not liking yourself and continually focusing upon the negative aspects of your own experience, then what happens is you begin to see in others many of those same things. And a sort of spiral of negativity becomes your life experience, where the things that you like least to see in yourself are the things that you are liking to see least in others. And yet that seems to be the experience that you are having more of the time. It is why you say, the worse it gets, the worse it gets, or the better it gets, the better it gets. The process of pivoting and the process of the book of positive aspects are two tools that will assist you in primarily giving your attention not to the lack of what you want, but to what you want. Friends, when you come to understand how powerful the law of attraction is, then you will come to understand how valuable these processes are that you have just heard. For nothing is more important than that you feel good. We have enjoyed very much this interaction. Mm-hmm. It is our knowing that on the other side of this recording is a group session that has been discussed recently. The topic of discussion was pivoting and Book of Positive Aspects. And so as you listen to the other side of this recording, you will hear others like you who are trying to find their place within these subjects. Our encouragement to you is that you have fun with all of this and that you look for the positive aspects in everything that you are doing. There is great love here for you.
Thank you.
We are complete.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are extremely pleased that you are here. It is nice to come together for the purpose of co-creating, is it not? It seems you have planned a very powerful gathering, indeed a sequestering away of those who are very much wanting, very intense in your decision to have growth. Fun? Indeed. You have an agenda organized.
Yes. I wanted to talk to you about that.
Co-creating by design. Co-creating by deliberate intent. It is very good.
What I was going to ask you to start off with was to cover, from your perspective, the subjects of pivoting and the subject of the Book of Positive Aspects, because I feel that everything throughout the rest of this weekend will hinge on those two basic subjects. And so I thought it'd be great if you could clarify those.
It is a very good beginning place.
Thank you.
We see you have gathered a group of, as you call them, old-timers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Those who are already understanding the laws of the universe, are you not? And so what is the intent of this gathering? To move beyond, to understand with greater intensity that which is already understood, and toward what end? What is the reason for all of this knowing? What is it that you are wanting? What is, as you say, bottom line of all of this? For the purpose of
better creating.
Implementing the laws, for the purpose of better creating, for the purpose of joy. And that is what we are all seeking, is it not? A bringing together of all of those intentions. And your first subject is perhaps the perfect place to begin. We're going to approach it from a new way of looking. You are understanding you are the creator of your experience. We are knowing that from each of you. And when we say creator, we are wanting to add that stronger, more clarifying word, I am attractor of my experience. That takes it out of the realm of going after and puts it in the realm of being in the state that is attracting more of whatever I am feeling at any point in time. Agreed? You are understanding that as you set forth a thought, let us call this thought a desire. Your thoughts have many different labels, all of them thoughts. There is the thought that you call desire, there is the thought you call belief. All of it thought. As you set forth a thought of something that you want, I want, you say, are you understanding that in the moment of the launching or the birth or the conception of this thought of desire, that in the same moment is launched what you would call its perfect opposite? In other words, as there is that which is wanted, there is always the lack of it that simultaneously exists and is acknowledged by you. In other words, as you seek health, there is always the acknowledgement of the lack of it. As you seek prosperity, there is always the acknowledgement of the lack of it. The two go together. Within everything within your universe, there is that perfect balance, the positive and the negative, what is wanted or the lack of it. Now, As you move through your life experience, you are contouring the non-physical energy with your thought, and you are giving thought, let us say, to this subject. And the way you feel is your indication of whether you are thinking in terms of the wanted part or the unwanted part. Are you thinking of what you want, or are you thinking of the lack of what you're wanting? Because whichever it is, as you give your attention to it, it begins this particle of thought that is blinking out there in the cosmos somewhere. It begins to blink louder and brighter and nearer with every little particle of attention that you give unto it. Do you know that the universe does not understand no? It does not understand yes, for that matter. All it knows is that when you give attention to something, you are calling it unto you. And so as you say, perfect help, I seek you. I want you. I bask in the idea of perfect health. You are attracting health unto you. But as you say, oh sickness, I want you not. What the universe is hearing and delivering unto you is, come unto me, sickness. As you say, no, 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 it is coming closer, closer, closer. We are appreciating very much your offering of Tar Baby. For that is a very good way of seeing that the more you struggle against something that you do not want, the more engulfed in it you become. You are knowing the story of Tar Baby. You say, no, go away. And then your left hand is very well stuck. And so you decide to push it away with your right hand, and now both hands are stuck. And so now you get your foot in it, and now you are really stuck, and now all that is left is your head. And then you call for help. And then your friend is now stuck, and then again. And the louder you call, and the harder you squirm, and the more you resist, and the more you say, no, 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 the more engulfed in the Tar Baby you are. And so what we are talking about here, in all of this universe, indeed in all of this physical world, indeed in everything that you live, indeed in every being that you know, there is this positive or negative aspect. It always exists. As we listen to our physical friends, we hear you say in many different ways, but what you are really saying is, when I find my perfect mate, then I will be happy. Or if I could find this perfect house, then I will be happy. Or if I could find the perfect work or perfect set of circumstances, then I will be happy. And what we are wanting you to understand is that that exists nowhere in the universe. Nowhere is there a little corner of something where it is all only positive aspects. That does not exist. Stop looking for it. It exists not. For the perfect balance of the universe says positive and negative exists. But you as the creator, as the chooser, as the definer, as the chewer, as the decider, you get to say, I seek the positive aspect, you see. And as you look for a positive aspect, that becomes what you live in all aspects of your life. You do not have to wait around for the perfect place that will never come. You become the attractor of it or the creator of it. And so there are some processes. We would encourage you to begin each day with the statement, today, no matter where I go, no matter what I'm doing, and no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I'm wanting to see. For in doing that, you begin in the very beginning of this new birth. Do you know that when you awaken in the morning, you are reborn? Do you know that as you have slumbered, that all of the attraction has stopped? Do you know that? It is the only reason any of you made it past 5 years old, quite frankly. That sequestering away for a few hours of sleep where your consciousness was no longer attracting is what gave you a sort of refreshing new beginning. Unless you wake up in the morning and you begin regurgitating what was troubling you the day before, it will not trouble you in your new day, in your new birth, in your new beginning. You are all understanding pivoting, are you not? Pivoting is the process whereby you acknowledge, by virtue of the way you feel, that you are focused upon the negative aspect of this subject. And upon acknowledging that, what is the obvious thing? To give your attention to something else, to the positive aspect, and then to begin the attraction of that. Let us hear from you. What are you wanting to talk about regarding this? We're understanding that we must move quickly, but let us hear from you.
I have recently found out that I'm going to be attending probably 3 or 4 holiday Christmas parties. And what immediately, as soon as I heard that, I started thinking, oh, okay, Mary's going to be there, and Mary always dresses sexy, or Mary's going to be gorgeous, or started really thinking about I started immediately comparing me to other people. I'd like to stop doing that and feel good about me and enjoy the parties no matter who's there. And so if you could help me in pivoting and looking at the positive aspects.
It is a very good subject, for as you are comparing yourself to another, is that not always the way that you bring forth the strongest feeling of lack in yourself? In other words, here, let us say that you see something that is wanted. Let us say that you are looking at someone that is beautiful. If looking at that gives you the feeling of upliftment, then you are knowing that you are seeing yourself in that way. You are seeing what you are wanting to see, and therefore you are attracting it. But as you see something and it causes negative feeling within you, then you know in that moment you are in the process of attracting the very thing that you are not wanting. Now you are asking for some way of pivoting about it. Let us tell you the very best thing. The fastest process for pivoting is looking for positive aspects. And so we would begin by saying, as you see that and you get that feeling, to immediately decide that you will begin looking for the positive aspects of that person. Looking specifically at that one, looking for positive aspects. Do you know that is the key to feeling your own positive aspects, looking for them in others? If you find reasons to criticize yourself, then you find reasons to criticize others. If you find reasons to criticize others, you find reasons to criticize yourself, because law of attraction is so powerful. Good. What more? Some of the things that you might say are, as you're standing in the midst of discomfort, I want to feel good. I want to feel good. Do you know that you cannot identify that you want to feel good without beginning to attract thoughts that uplift you? It is impossible. It is only that wee little decision that is required. That is the most powerful decision in pivoting that can be offered. What sorts of circumstances do you find yourself in most often that require pivoting?
Worrying.
Being criticized.
Interacting with others. Is it more in your relationships? Or do you feel it even in your own thoughts that you are chewing on?
I feel it the most in watching other people's problems. Seeing other people hurt or unhappy.
And so can you imagine a day where you have set forth your intent, or even a week full of days, where you've set forth your intent, today I will look for what I'm wanting to see, those problems would become less a part of your vision, would they
right.
not? Now, this subject is about pivoting, and what we have been talking about here a little bit is not getting yourself into a place where you have to pivot to begin with. If you have decided at the beginning of your day that you will see what you are wanting to see, and you are true to your decision, you will not in that entire day be in a place where you have to pivot. But that would take a very unusual being, because you have beliefs and experiences and relationships already intact. And so out of your intent to be there for others, or out of your intent to be kind to others, or out of your habit without thinking at all, you very often find yourself in a place where you are feeling less than good. And so what would you say is the most important awareness from you relative to the subject of pivoting? What is the most important part of you in being a successful pivoter? It is being sensitive to the way that you feel. Because you can't unravel it in terms of thoughts. It is only by making the decision, I want to feel good, that you will ever even begin to be an effective pivoter, because you won't know when something is wrong unless you have identified what it is that is right. And so at the heart of pivoting is the acknowledgement that it is important that I feel good. Would you agree? If you're not at the point where you are knowing how important it is that I feel good, then you will not notice when you don't feel good. Or you will be so well into it, there will be so much momentum already going, that you won't have noticed it. And so really the art of pivoting, as we have observed you, is in the pre-planning about it, the decision that you want to feel good, which will automatically awaken your guidance system so that anything that doesn't feel good, you will feel it very strongly. Have you noticed it? Have you noticed what a high pitch you are upon emotionally? Have you noticed that your good is gooder and that your bad is badder? These are intense times, and you knew that when you decided to emerge. You knew that the intensity of the planet would be such that you would have a very clear acknowledgement of this glorious guidance system within you. Why? So that you could be quick to pivot. Why? So that you could be happy, mostly. What do you think of that? You're wanting to
speak? I like it. Well, so when I do that, I take my eyes off of this person that is in trouble, and so then I feel good. But I have that doesn't help them, though. In other words,
indeed,
I haven't solved the problem any. I'm just avoiding the problem.
And solving the problem, you can do that by keeping your attention upon the tar baby, by getting your hands and feet and head stuck in it.
I might come up with an answer.
Not under those conditions, you would not.
So you see, how do you find?
Here is the way it works. Someone is having a very bad day or life, and they come into your experience, and as they come in like a freight train bringing this great wind of negativity, if you have not been one that is prepaved and intended to feel good, you may be swept with the negativity, and now you are part of the chain of pain until you touch the next one, and the next one touches the next one, and the next one touches the next one, and on it goes until fortunately you all go to sleep, you see. Now, if you have been one who every night for a week or so, before you put your head upon the pillow, you say, tonight as I sleep, all attraction will stop, which means tomorrow I will have a new beginning. And tomorrow I will look for what I'm wanting to see because I want to feel good. Because feeling good is the most important thing in all of the universe. My feeling good, nothing is more important. And as you awaken in the morning, you are upon this fresh path. Nothing from yesterday is in today because you have not dragged it by the hair. You have not given it thought. You are fresh and new, and you say, today, no matter where I'm going, no matter what I'm doing, no matter who I'm doing it with, it is my dominant intent to look for what I'm wanting to see. And off you go, feeling like Tarzan, beating on your chest, letting out that great cry of exuberance as you move into your day. Then as you walk into a room and you see someone with pain coming toward you, as they come with their pain and they hit you, you do not become part of the pain. You are there. What you bounce back to them is, it is not this way for everyone. Some of us are happy. You provide an example that it can be better. You see, that which you feel is that which you radiate. And so what you do, now we know, you may not be able to offer enough influence that this one gets happy all of a sudden. Usually not. Usually their momentum is too strong. But the other certainly doesn't work. Joining their pain, empathizing with it, sympathizing with it, feeling it, that gets you nowhere, and it is of no value to them. If you're walking along a mountain ledge, three of you, and you're not watching where you're going, you stumble and fall over the edge, and you are hanging by a very flimsy vine, and one of your friends is very strong and sure-footed, and one of them is very clumsy and not focused, which one would you be glad is there? And so what we are saying to you is that this looking for positive aspects is the way you find your footing. And we will also say to you, it is who you are from inner perspective. You have an army of positive beings behind you. When you find your positive place, oh, you are so powerful. It is worth being selfish enough. You're wanting to speak?
Okay. How do you end a relationship without being hurt by the other person being hurt? If you decide that it's time to move on and the other person is not ready to move on, and so you decide to end the relationship, and they're very, very distraught. I mean, almost to the point of where they really don't want to keep on living. Then this bounces back on you. How can you keep your balance in a situation like that?
First, let's consider some alternatives. You could stay. In other words, you could stay in your misery. You could remain or be inspired to your action from lack. That's what they're choosing to do right now. In other words, you could decide that since there is negative emotion here, if you take that action, that rather than letting the negative emotion happen, that instead you will respond, you will take action. And we say any time you take action from a place of lack, it always renders you more of what you do not want. And so that option is not a very good one, is it?
No, not at all.
And so the only option that is clear, and it is pure, and it is powerful, is to say to yourself, to start at the beginning and say, it is very important that I feel good. It is very important that I feel good. It is very important that I feel good, until you begin feeling a little bit better yourself. As you give your attention to what you are wanting, you will always begin to feel good. As you give your attention to the lack of what you are wanting, you will always feel bad. And if you give your attention to the lack of what somebody else is wanting, you will feel bad also, you see. And so by you focusing upon with them, because they've encouraged you, inspired you into that, as they say, if you leave me, I will die. Or if you leave me, I will kill myself, or any number of extremes that may be offered. As you focus with them upon their lack, you will feel as wretched and as miserable as they do. But if instead you see them as strong, and you see them as seekers of joy, and you know that they could not feel that bad if they were not really wanting something, and then you try to envision what it is that they are wanting, and you understand that once they are focused upon what they want, they will begin the strong attraction of it. Then you begin to see the light at the end of the tunnel for them, you see. You must be able to envision it before you will be able to verbalize it. What happens, let us tell you what your dilemma is about. And many of you have experienced, if not on this particular subject, something like it, have you not? You are so action-oriented as physical creatures, you really think that you have to fix everything right now. As you were saying earlier, I can't always make it better for them. I want to say the words or do the thing that will fix it right now. And what you are wanting to understand is that they didn't get to the place that they are feeling all of a sudden. They didn't even get there only during their relationship with you. This has been a long path. This has been much momentum in coming. And so do not expect that your relationship or this conversation that you are having in this moment is going to make all of the difference. See yourself as one who is planting a seed. You are planting a seed and you are doing it very well. You have a strong, sure, very powerful seed, and you have planted it perfectly, and you have nurtured it for a time with your words. And long after you are gone, that seed will continue to blossom into that which it is to be, you see. You must not accept the responsibility for what others are doing in their own life experience. As you see them as emerging from the lack, knowing that it's going to be better for them later, then you begin feeling better, and you may even inspire them in their sleep state to that sort of direction. When you think about them, see them as happy. Do not regurgitate in your mind the sad conversations you've had or the parting, you see. Envision them as getting on with their life just as you are getting on with yours. And trust that they have the guidance within them to find their own way. You see, that is what trips most of you up. So often, in your wanting to help others, what you really are believing is, they need my help because they cannot help themselves. And there is as much negative within them regarding that they are receiving from you as anything else. Because deep down inside somewhere, they know that they can do it, that they are wanting to do it, you see. And so then you begin to say things to them such as, you are such a fantastic person. And while we have not connected on as many levels as I would like, I know that there is the perfect one there for you. And all I am doing is releasing you to that wonderful opportunity. Look for it. I'm not wanting to keep you caged here, captive to something that neither one of us wants. I'm wanting to free us both to that which we both are wanting. I'm not telling you goodbye forever. I'm saying let this relationship have a new understanding between us. One that is built on positive wanting, not one that is motivated from lack. One that is inspired from passionate, positive wanting, not one that is whipped into place because we are afraid of the consequences, you see. And then say to this one, when I think of you, I always will smile. I always will know that while you are sad now, you are going to be happy later. And I'm going to choose to see you as happy because that's the way I like you best. And that's the way I believe you like you best too. That sort of thing, you see. Does it sound tough? Does it sound cold? Does it make sense? Nothing else does. Nothing else makes sense.
I understand what you're saying, and the fear that triggers for me is the issue of discrimination. Because one of my previous experiences, and also noticing with some other people, when you try so hard to focus on positive thinking and you try to see only what you want in the other person, at least for me, I've ignored signal that something felt wrong. For example, I worked for a company and all I wanted to see was good in the person who owned the company and ran the company while he was ripping off the clients. And now that I look in retrospect, I ignore some feelings within myself that things felt wrong for me.
We are understanding what you're saying, but when you have stated, the most important thing is that I feel good. Mm-hmm. If there is an element within that is violating something that is very important to you, you will not be able to bring yourself to that place of feeling good. And if you will recall, right, that was happening a lot. You were ignoring it,
right,
but it kept coming up. It kept coming up. And so you are right. It is very important that you listen to your guidance. What we are wanting you to discover is the way to be guided to that which is perfect. In other words, if the most important thing is that I feel good, then every time I feel bad, then as I focus upon what it is that I'm wanting, then I begin the attraction of what I'm wanting. But if you focus upon the lack of it, then you just attract more of that. Did you eventually leave that company?
Yeah.
And so the action was inspired, you see. In other words, your wanting reigns supreme.
Mm-hmm.
It is good.
Okay. It was painful experience.
It would not be as painful next time because now you are clear about what the signals are. You see, now we're wanting you to remember that as we are talking here tonight, much of what you will hear won't register as clearly with you tonight as it will 1 week from tonight. Once you have had the benefit of emerging into a few new days, really recognizing that all negative attraction is stopped and only positive attraction, then you will have a whole new outlook on all of this. Your guidance will be clearer and surer and stronger.
Abraham, I understand, I think, what you're saying, that when we go to sleep at night, we stop all attraction. And so at that very instant that we awake, we have an option then of either choosing lack from yesterday or the future, or something positive for us.
Well stated. And because of law of attraction, that first thought is where you begin. In other words, it only takes the beginning and off you go.
Well, my question was, there seems to be, maybe there's not, but there seems to be an exception, and that's when I've had, I know, some kind of a dream, but when it seems that when the instant I awake, even though I may not remember the dream, I remember I was struggling or something was happening and I'm very uncomfortable and can't seem to get to what's happening. Could you explain what's happening? And is that an exception, or is it, what is that situation?
When you awaken feeling negative emotion, in other words, you actually awaken with negative emotion, it is because in your sleep state, your inner being has offered you some pictures to help you gain some clarity, to bring you to the point of deciding to pivot. In other words, the subject of this particular gathering is pivoting. Pivoting meaning looking for what makes you feel good so that you are in that mode of attracting predominantly. If in your wake state you are missing things and not pivoting, Very often, your glorious inner being will muster up a really good one, fill it with lots of details to get your attention. What is the greatest advantage of experiencing something that you absolutely know that you do not want? Nothing. Nothing brings you greater clarity about what you do want, you see. And so when you awaken feeling that, let the first conscious thought be, today I am wanting to look for that which makes me feel good. And very often, having come out of that sort of dream state and that sort of feeling, making that your first conscious decision, your answer will come even before your feet hit the floor, very often.
So you suggest that, just going for the positive feelings, rather than maybe saying, what is my inner being trying to say to me? What am I missing? What is the message?
We are encouraging you to, under all conditions, and we are speaking to those of you who are here, at the point of creation that you are at, we're encouraging you to begin your days with that positive momentum. You see, you have the ability to pivot under any and all conditions. It doesn't matter how negative something seems. You have the ability to give your attention to the positive aspects of it. We know you do. The only thing that gets in your way are some old habits or maybe some strong influence from others. As we have been working with all of you for the months that we have been interacting, what we have noticed about you is that you are such habitual creatures. Your patterns are so well entrenched that we have decided that the best, that the most effective, and that certainly the surest, fastest path to your quantum leap is to take your pivot as you sleep and awaken into the new day already in the direction of that which you are going. And if you will take that very powerful pivot first, then all of the other pivoting will come easier and will fall into line more. You have trained yourselves to be so objective, weighing all sides of everything, that you have sabotaged yourself on so many things, you see. We know what you're asking because we have spent some time talking about the value of dreams, that your dreams can actually help you ferret out any conflicting beliefs that are stuck in there so that you can get them out in the open and literally pivot off of them. But we do not believe that the first thing in the morning is the best way to start your day. We are wanting you to start your day positively because we know if you could do that for just 7 or 8 days, that almost all of the things that you're pivoting on would be out of your experience anyway. Do you know how to dissolve a tar baby? Look at something else. But as you give your attention to that which you do not want, it just gets bigger and stickier, you see. Good.
I was having a conversation a couple of nights ago with a friend who's working very hard on the idea of pivoting. It's a fairly new concept, and he's really working on it, and we were throwing ideas back and forth, and he said, what about the man who's just lost his job, has a wife and 5 children, and his rent's due in 2 days, and he doesn't have the money to pay it? The next thing, it was a similar drastic kind of example. What about the woman in Germany who the Gestapo's at her door and is about to take her to the gas chamber? You know, how do those people pivot? And I was we'd had quite a long conversation, and I was fairly at a loss for words, and I'm interested in knowing what you're saying there. How do you answer a question like that?
We have one that we will give back. As you are taken up in an airplane and you are dumped out and you are at 20,000 feet and you have no parachute, now what do you do? It is that sort of question, isn't it? In other words, you must take into consideration that a great deal of momentum has been in progress before. What we are first wanting to say is, it is very unusual to find yourself in that sort of pointed position. And when you do find yourself in that position, you are in a much better position to do something about it than those who are not in it that are speculating about it. Because, oh, you will really like this. You have a power that comes forth from within. The intensity of your emotion puts you upon a plateau where you can have your greater elevation if you can just get focused. Now, what we are meaning by that is, let us say that someone is really, really sick. many of you are here seeking some understanding regarding healing. And we say, those who are very, very sick, whether you know it or not, are in a better position to be weller than most of the people that you know, because their desire for wellness is at a very, very high peak. The sickness has exaggerated their wanting for wellness, you see.
But aren't they coming in that kind of a circumstance from an extreme sense of lack?
They are indeed. And that is the reason that as they come to you as that freight train, that you, no matter how positive you are, will not have a very much of effect upon them. You may just plant a little seed. But you may plant enough of a seed that somebody else now will have a greater effect, and somebody else will have a greater effect. In other words, all you are trying to do is change the momentum a little bit. But if you are one who gets caught up in it, empathizing in it, so that you are part of it, now you are just helping them to spiral downward, you see. It takes separating yourself from everything, because you can get overwhelmed with it all, can you not? We will encourage you to play the what-if game, looking for positive aspects. What if this woman, with the Gestapo pounding on her door, suddenly had an idea that she had never had before? What if she thought of gathering her children and going to a place? What if she was inspired to the perfect place where they would not look? What if she was... what if this woman had recognized the rumblings that were in the community 3 weeks before or 4 weeks before? What if she had left the community with all of the others that left? What if she had not been afraid of the unknown? What if she had not held to the known, even though... What if she had made that decision with her sister and her aunt and uncle 2 weeks ago and had not found herself? If you are going to play the what-if game... Play the what-if game as you are looking for what you are wanting to see. And then you will find your strength regarding it. There is never a situation that seems that there is no way out of it, that there were not hundreds, usually thousands, of those sorts of choices along the way. But out of habit, they kept choosing the lack, choosing the lack, choosing the lack, until now they're in a place where it doesn't look as if anything that they choose will make any great difference, you see. Some of you who have been lifeguards have been told, sometimes you have to let them drown, because their decision to drown is so strong that if you do not release them, they will drown you too. And you say, oh, but that is so heartless. And you are told, if you drown, then you will never save another, you see. And so what we are really saying to you is that you will not find yourself in those sorts of circumstances. You will never be faced with those sorts of dilemmas if you are one who says, today I'm wanting to look for what I'm wanting to see. You will begin to gather around you those who are sure-footed, those who are strong. Oh, are you really believing that it is your job to save the world? We have a bulletin for you. The world does not want you to save it. You are the creator, the attractor of your experience. And the happier you are, the more you will attract those unto you who want to be happy, you see. And as you are exuding this experience, this attitude, this radiance of feeling good, those who seek that, even if they haven't found it, will be there. They will be the ones that will be at your doorstep, you see. We understand and we are appreciating the stimulation of thought that you and your friend have bantered about. But we say that is a pretty hopeless scenario, because you can always, if you are wanting to look for dire situations, oh, could we not have a fun evening of that? You are much, as a people upon this earth, you are much better prepared to offer those sorts of scenarios. And so our real encouragement is that you begin to play the positive what-if game. We'll tell you how we do it. Whenever we see someone feeling negative emotion, this is perhaps the most powerful segment that you will ever hear on pivoting. When we see someone that is experiencing negative emotion, we do not cry. We do not feel pain. We're too smart for that. Too selfish, actually. Because we have learned that when we feel pain, we are of no value. He agrees. And so what we do, we acknowledge that they are feeling pain, and we say right out loud, He could not feel in so much pain if there was not powerful wanting. And never has he been clearer than right in this moment of what it is that he is wanting. He is just temporarily, momentarily, sometimes it's temporarily for a whole lifetime, we know. He is just now focused upon the lack of what he is wanting. And then we begin to envision what we think it is that he might want. We envision that he wants to be free, and then we acknowledge that he is. We acknowledge that he seeks joy, and we acknowledge that in he is free to choose it. He is free in every option of thought to choose that which feels good or that which feels bad. And then we begin to envision on his behalf, setting blocks of thought out. We see him as a happier being. And then what happens if we are in conversation with him? Then we are guided to the perfect words, not words that he will resist, not words that say, make him say, oh yeah, I'd like to punch your lights out, but words that stimulate him to say, oh, you might be right. I have been. I see what you mean. Don't try to save the world. Save yourselves. Which means focus upon what makes you feel good. What is the time?
You have 60 seconds.
The process of pivoting is the tool that will bring you to what you are wanting. It is the process whereby you consciously decide, yes, I am wanting to look for what I am wanting, and I will no longer look in the direction of the lack of that. Pivoting is the continual, hour after hour, segment by segment process whereby you say, where you choose the positive. It is the way you get feeling good, and it is the way you get what you want. This is a very good gathering. We're pleased, are you?
Yes.
It is not an easy thing to stop so soon.